warnings in place for parts of southern Saskatchewan. Through the course of the day today, temperatures expected up around 32, 33 degrees. More Saskatoon, Regina area will have highs around 30 today. Not bad. Summertime, July weather here in Saskatchewan. Cooler temperatures by the weekend and maybe some shower activity. We can always hope. Just before I get to my next guest, I wanted to share this story with you. What a wild experience in Calgary yesterday afternoon. So Stoney Trail, which is the big newer ring road that goes around Calgary, and it's a busy road, a lot of traffic on it, high-speed traffic. So imagine this. People are driving along, and all of a sudden, they start having tire blowouts. So here's what happened. A commercial truck traveling on the Stoney Trail had what police are calling a catastrophic mechanical issue. Its transmission basically blew up. And all this shrapnel on the road, 15 vehicles following behind had flat tires. One vehicle, the gas tank was punctured by these chunks of metal. What a mess. Took them several hours to have enough tow trucks to change tires, tow some of the vehicles away. What a mess. But it got me thinking, have you ever had that happen to you? You know, a catastrophic mechanical issue. It's one thing to have a flat tire, okay, or you run out of gas. But like, has something on your vehicle actually just fallen off in the course of your driving it? And I remember when I was a teenager, driving an old beater of a car. It was a standard transmission. And I can remember, and of course, this is the thing, oh, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'd see the stick shift would start vibrating like crazy as you're traveling down the highway. And one day, there's a big bang, and I look at my rearview mirror, and there's my drive shaft doing cartwheels down the highway and cars dodging it. So that was the one catastrophic mechanical event that I lived through. How about you? Anything like that ever happened to you in your vehicle? Or maybe you had to dodge something that fell off at another vehicle? You can share your mechanical issues texts at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Well, we all know what a year it's been already for wildfires and, of course, the terrible situation we saw in northern Saskatchewan, northeast Saskatchewan, in June, with the loss of, what, 500 or so structures, cabins and homes and such. Today, for, you know, Saskatoon, Regina area, we don't see any smoke in the air, so we're thinking, oh, it's maybe not so much of an issue. Well, it is still very much an issue. We've got 64 active wildfires burning in the province as of this morning. 19 of those are considered uncontained. So far in the province, we've had 327 wildfires this year, well ahead of the five-year average, which is 185. So you think about all those individuals and communities who are impacted by these wildfires. The closer you are to a wildfire, you know, the bigger the impact. You run the risk of losing property. You run the risk of losing your own life if you're too close to one of these. But then you think about the communities that are affected by simply the smoke. And over the years, some of the wildfire seasons we've seen in Canada, you've seen heavy, thick smoke go all the way down into the United States, blanketing like New York City a few years ago. And in our part of the world, of course, we've had the smoke already at times through our major centers here in Saskatchewan. So it's one thing to deal with it, you know, in the physical sense. You've got a wildfire, you've got smoke issues, so you close up your house. But there's research now that takes a real good look at what is going on with wildfires and how the prevalence of these wildfires is having a significant impact on the mental health of people. We're going to talk right now to one of the people involved in this research. Sude Sabaran is an associate professor of environmental economics at the University of Manitoba, and she joins us now to talk about her research. Hi, Sude. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what's the premise? You went looking, basically, you did some research over the past number of years, wildfire, and you tried to find a correlation, I'm guessing, to mental health issues?
Well, this is one of the kind of studies that we not only show the correlation, but causation between wildfire and mental health with me, my co-author at Princeton. What we show is that you are right. If you are closer to wildfire, you are more affected because of evacuation and proximity to wildfire. But what is very surprising is that people kilometers away are affected by a smoke. And something that you didn't mention, and it's very surprising and unfortunately sad, is that a new channel that we introduced in this study that is called climate anxiety. So even if you don't inhale the smoke, even if the smoke doesn't reach to you, still you are impacted. Just because you listen to the news, you see some really new, cute forests are burning. And if you have, let's say, no matter what your condition is, because you care about climate, this is going to affect your mental health. And what is sad is that the effect to climate anxiety is as bigger as the effect from smoke inhalation.
So what are you able to do with this information then that you've compiled over this study that looked at hospital admissions, mental health-related hospitalizations over the course of the wildfire season? What are we able to take away from that, and what can we do about it?
So at the end of the day, we tried to estimate an extra cost of one fire day. And what we found is that if there is a fire in North America, in Canada or the U.S., because we included all the fires from 2006 to 2018 happening in Canada and in the U.S., and then we looked at national mental health-related hospitalization all over in Canada. And eventually, we estimated having one extra day of fire day anywhere in North America to be something around $100 million.
When we think
just because of mental health-related hospitalization. And I would like to emphasize here that measuring mental health is very hard. What we measured in this study is just the tip of iceberg. Mm-hmm. It's a very severe cases of mental health related disorder because it's hospitalization. And still, one extra day of fire causes $100 million.
So what are we to do with your information? And I'm not in any way trying to negate the survey that you've done, but in all honesty, a lot of it is somewhat common sense, isn't it? That if you're impacted by wildfires, the threat of your life being lost, the threat of your property being lost, or further out, you're having to deal with thick smoke causing you potential health issues. Don't you think that pretty well says it right there? We know that's going to create mental health issues, different levels of mental health concerns for different people. So what do we do with that?
I guess including so far all the policies included only mortality cost of wildfires. This is a new paper showing that it's not only mortality. There are other research showing that there is effect on lung and cardiovascular disease. But what we show in this paper is that it's not only physical health, but also mental health. We already know because it's very sad to wake up and see a smoggy air. But like this is a very robust research showing the numbers. So there is a clear policy implication here that when we are doing cost-benefit analysis of new policies, we definitely need to take into account mental health costs of these wildfires. Tighter standards are definitely needed. And also, it is very unfortunate that most of these fires are happening in remote areas where there is lack of mental health-related resources. So making these health more accessible definitely helps in terms of mitigation of the effect, but we need to adapt to a new normal.
That makes a lot of sense. And as you say, the challenge is for a lot of these areas, it's outlying areas, and often the people have to deal with the stress of being evacuated, moved into an area, hours away from their home where they are going to be stressed out by the change in their living situation, the uncertainty about what they're going to be going back to. So at the end of the day, you can see where these mental health related hospitalizations would be on the increase then for these people.
Yes, exactly. It's evacuations and proximity to wildfires, which is like 100 kilometers in our study, would increase mental health hospitalization by almost 6 times more. But number of people that are affected is less. That's why when I say costs are due to smoke and climate anxiety, it's definitely the magnitude is smaller. It's like something around, I think, 60% increase in mental health hospitalization, but more people are affected. That's why cost is higher.
You talked about the phrase climate anxiety, and of course we're talking about the study that you've done, taking a look at the impact on people's mental health as it relates to wildfires. But in that whole field of climate anxiety, I'm guessing that could take in probably a lot of young people as well, who are simply anxious about the climate, whether it be wildfires or other issues related to our climate these days.
Exactly. I think we all learned from COVID that mental resilience, mental health is one of the main important issues of public health. But my study shows that there is urgent attention to mental resilience in climate adaptation planning.
I appreciate the information and wish you continued success with this research.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. That is Associate Professor Sude Sabaran from the University of Manitoba talking about the study that they've just completed, taking a look at the mental health impact on people as it relates to wildfires. And what they did was over the course of 10 years, go back and look at hospitalizations related to mental health matters. And they found that the numbers, of course, would increase involving people who were affected by wildfires. And right now in Saskatchewan, as I mentioned, it's another busy wildfire season as we're well ahead of our five-year average for wildfires, 185 a year. Right now we're running at 327 wildfires in Saskatchewan so far this season, 64 active ones right now. Good morning, Brent Laux with you on a nice sunny Wednesday across Saskatchewan. Hope you're having a great day and hope you had a nice Canada Day break yesterday as well. We're back with more of the Evan Bray Show in just a minute on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Some areas, southern parts of the province have heat warnings up. Temperatures expected around 32. Regina, Saskatoon today, highs around 30. Just a couple of days of it, and then back to normal to below normal temperatures, and maybe some showers coming our way for parts of the province towards the weekend. I was mentioning earlier about this incident in Calgary on the Stoney Trail yesterday afternoon, where the transmission on a truck literally dropped out of the vehicle in pieces, and they called it a catastrophic mechanical issue, causing at least 15 vehicles to have flat tires. One vehicle that got caught up in this shrapnel had a punctured gas tank. Luckily, nobody hurt. Took them a few hours to get all the vehicle's tires changed and get them out of the scene. What a mess. But it led me to think, have you had a catastrophic vehicle failure? Something mechanically, literally fall off a vehicle, or something you're hauling? Interesting, some of the stories we've got coming in at 1-877-332-8255. The only thing that happened to me, according to this listener, was a couple of summers ago on the Ring Road in Regina. I was behind a truck that was carrying some items. One of them was a wooden filing cabinet. It fell right off in front of me, and I had no choice but to drive right into it. $7,000 damage to my car, and I'm the one who was held responsible for that accident for insurance purposes. And that just seems wrong if that was the case. Boy, I know you follow some vehicles and you see stuff moving around in the back of a truck and you just know people haven't done a good enough job of tying it down. 1-877-332-8255. I had another one in here back in the late 70s. This is from Joe in Saskatoon. My brother was test driving an MGB. Oh, nice little sports car. And he said something started shaking underneath the car, then clunk, clunk. Something fell off on Albert Street. Needless to say, we returned the car, said thank you, but no, and said nothing about it. 1-877-332-8255. Years ago, I was driving in Saskatchewan. This is one of our listeners texting in, 1-877-332-8255. Years ago, I was driving in Saskatchewan, going up a steep hill behind a half-ton truck. It had a barbecue in the back, and due to road conditions and the wind, the barbecue flew out of the back of the truck, landed on its wheels, and proceeded to roll down the hill. I swerved to avoid it, and I watched in my rearview mirror as that barbecue just kept going perfectly down the middle of the road. I often wondered what happened with the guy when he got to where he was going and realized he didn't have his barbecue with him. Yeah, that's the most frightening thing, isn't it? Whether it's something coming off a vehicle and you've got that limited time to react, or it's like, you know, a deer or a moose ends up jumping out of the ditch and running out in front of you. You got that brief window to decide, okay, am I hitting the ditch and I'm swerving, or do I take the hit and hope for the best? Just a wild story out of Calgary with all these vehicles that ran into this field of shrapnel after the transmission of a truck fell out onto the roadway yesterday afternoon of a stony trail in the northwest part of Calgary. You got a story like that? We'd love to hear it. You can text me at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Coming up after the bottom of the hour here, we're going gopher hunting. At least I think that's what we're doing. Daryl Crabb, Executive Director with the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation, joins me to talk about a new program that they went out with here a couple of weeks ago, telling landowners that you've got a gopher problem. We have the people that can perhaps help with that. I'm really curious. I admire them making the effort, but I just don't know how much of a dent having a bunch of people going out shooting gophers. You know, maybe the world's changed since I was a kid. When I was a kid, everybody went shooting gophers. You'd have your 50 bullet box of 22 longs that I think you paid about a buck for. And for me, I had my single shot Cooey 22 rifle and you shoot gophers all day. Some RMs used to give you 5 or 10 cents for every gopher tail you brought in. Maybe we need to go back to a bounty or something like that. But more on that, what the Wildlife Federation is proposing. We'll get into that here coming up just after the 9:30 news. Also on the way, we've got Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener for Little Town Apparel. That'll happen just after 11 o'clock this morning. Brian Zinchuk from Pipeline Online is going to be joining us later this morning as well to talk about some of the news related to oil and gas. Brian also wants to talk about how the province, though, is doing a bit of a reverse on coal in Saskatchewan. That'll be an interesting conversation. That comes up just after 10 o'clock. All part of the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lux, happy to be with you on this sunny, warm Wednesday. You're listening to 650 CKOM Saskatoon and 980 CJME Regina.